in the middle of learning the laws of brachos. The Chaver tells us in Siman Resh Vav, we were learning exactly what a person is supposed to do, how to say the bracha, certain exceptions. We discussed yesterday about how one should not have a hefsek. You should rather eat the food immediately after the bracha is said. The last idea brought down in this halacha says, "Afil im enu orum im libo roes ha'erva." He says that a person has to be properly dressed. It's necessary not only that a person should, of course, not be unclothed when they say a bracha, but even if their libo is roas ha'erva, that there is no separation between the upper part of one's body to that of the lower part of one's body, that also would prevent a person from saying a bracha. And some people are even more stringent, that they wear gartel during davening and during this time when they say davish medusha to make that separation. But certainly a person who doesn't have that minhag, just to make sure that they're properly clothed in that fashion. And also says that your rosha megula asul varach, that if you have no head covering, your head is open and revealed, then in that situation also bracha should not be said. So this, the Piskei Tshuvos discusses a little bit about the laws of a yarmulke. Imagine that there's actually halachos out there, and that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, discusses this, which we're going to allude to in a moment. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, "B'yesh hakosvim shekise rosh," when it says that it's necessary to have a head which is covered, "hakavana kisoi," or kipa, "hamachase rov rosho." It's necessary that the covering of one's head should cover at least the majority of one's head. Now, this is a more stringent opinion, because it says, "Avim ein hakisoi machasa rov rosho einu begeder kisoi." Even if you have some type of head covering, but if it's not the majority of your head, and not all heads are the same, even though hats say that they're all the same, nonetheless, obviously you have to make sure that it's covering the majority of your head. However, the Igros Moshe, who was cites this question, whether or not, in fact, we paskin like this nowadays, says as follows: "V'yafal minhag olam shelo lahakbid al deus elu." We're not so strict to have such an enormous head covering, if I can say it that way. "Mikol makom, yesh lizaher sheher kisui be'ofen," you should at least have a head covering which is large enough. "Shemisroa heitev," interesting, he throws in the word heitev, "mikol study harosh, milifnim umi'acha," that it's necessary that if you're standing and someone who is, I guess, your height, and decides to do a circle around you, that they can see that you are wearing a kippah in all directions. That is, according to Igros Moshe, the definition of the minimum size of a head covering for reciting a bracha. "Avol kisoi b'kippah katana," if a person has one of these little kippot, they call it nickel kippahs, whatever it is, that you can almost barely see it unless you squint your eyes, "shibikoishi," with much difficulty, "machinim ba," we're able to figure out that you're actually wearing something up there, "eino begeder kisei rosh," that is not considered to be within regard to this halacha as a head covering. You can probably still charge you in a svarim store for it, so it's not going to be free, but for all intents and purposes, it doesn't have any halachic value as far as a bracha is concerned. So it's interesting the way it's defined as to what is a large enough kippah or yarmulke is based on whether it can be seen on all sides, which leads you to the conclusion, probably, that the idea of it is so that people will never think that you're not wearing a kippah during a bracha, because otherwise it may be some level of marsayin that people say, well, that guy doesn't have to wear a kippah, and he says brachos, maybe I could do the same thing. So on this is actually what he cites a little bit further, and quoting the words of the Taz, he says, "Diyesh iser min hadin velechas begili rosh." He doesn't even talk about a bracha, okay? And of course, there are different customs among those who are not Ashkenaz, but this is what is brought down in the Taz, that there is actually an iser min hadin. It's prohibited to go around without some type of head covering. It's not talking about when you're saying a bracha. It's not talking about davening in general. What do you mean? Where is there any mitzvah in the Torah that talks about wearing a kippah? So it's interesting. The Taz says it's mishum uvichuko sehem. That's the only word he brings down. That a person should not go and follow the ways of the other nations. In other words, we dress in a specific way which separates and sets us apart from the other nations, and therefore for you to remove the kippah in that fashion, at least according to this opinion, not saying that everyone paskins like this, but nonetheless, it's something in which we'd have to think about as to why you're doing it. If the reason is to assimilate and you're acting like the other nations, then it's possible you may fall under this pasuk, which that's a pasuk you don't want to fall under. V'lo rach mitam d'dihavi alecha imasa d'shmaya. We know another word for a kippah is a yarmulke, which is a break of the words imasa d'shmaya, or yira. The person has yira Shemaya, right? Or Yira or of Hashem. So that's another explanation of why we wear a kippah, to acknowledge that there is something above us. As high as you may have climbed the corporate ladder, you're not as high as the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, perhaps we have that obligation to constantly be cognizant of that idea, not only in Shul, but maybe even more so when we're not davening. Maybe even more so when we're not saying a bracha. That we should realize that there is a Hashem, and that we shouldn't lose sight of that. And then he says as follows: Hu adin b'kisa rosh she'ein nikr v'nira. He brings down some interesting examples that, let's say, you would be able to patent a see-through kippah, and therefore you can say, "Hey, I'm wearing a kippah," but you'll never know. So that's, he says also, Ainu Begeder Kiso Yafopi Shimikasa Rov Rosha, even though the majority of your head is covered, so it's not considered a covering because the idea, as we said, it has to be recognized from all sides. And therefore, some people would claim that if a person wears, let's say, a toupee, and therefore you can say, well, I'm wearing a head covering, that perhaps in a situation such as that, a shayla would be asked whether a kippah should be worn above it, again for this same issue. We'll just see one last idea, since we're talking about head coverings. We continue with the head coverings for women when it comes to them saying brachos. V'gam noshim nesuos. When it comes to women, once they are married, nohagos lahakvid shelo lavarech lo kisei l'roshan. So it's interesting, a woman who's not married does not have to have a head covering when they say a bracha. However, once a woman is married, they should when they say a bracha. But the evet, ha-mavarech lo kisei rosh yatsa ve'enu chozer mavarech. Did you know that if a person did say a bracha, you weren't wearing a head covering, or for that matter for a woman, so in that situation you have still fulfilled your obligation, you wouldn't say the bracha again with the kippah. And then he quotes two last very quick thoughts. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch, which was cited previously in Siman Sadi Aleph, Tzif Gimel. He says, Shekisui alidei hayad enu kisui. He says that if you wish to cover your head, not wearing a kippah, you want to say a bracha, so you see people walking around doing this thing. This is nothing. Having your head covered by your flesh, by your skin, is not considered halachically as a head covering. You might as well just do this. However, El Imkin Meshach Sharvelo B'Mchasa Roshim Sharvelo. He says, let's say you would have long sleeves and you do something along this line, you may look a little silly, but that's also considered a covering, even though it's not an actual kippah, just as long as you have some type of cloth covering you. Interesting, he says, "Im chavero maniach yado rosho shapradam." So that has nothing to do with skin. It has to do with your own body, that it's not recognizable that you're necessarily covering your head. But if you ask your friend, you know, "Can you do me a favor? Forgot my kippah. I know the halacha, I can't do this. I have short sleeve shirts." So he can put his hand on your head, and you can say a bracha halachically. And in conclusion, he brings down she'anshei maisa, those people who are even more particular in the mitzvos that they do, makbidin lahalvish gam kvo elyon b'shas bracha. He brings down the reason why some people have the custom to wear a hat in order to be able to show a distinction, so something special, not only because of tefillah, but also, as we said, to cover all opinions, that there, certainly in that situation, rov, rosh, the head, the majority of one's head, certainly is covered.